Join us for the flag salute. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America.
To the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, everybody. Pam, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Beck is absent. Deputy Mayor Grabalia?
Here.
Conoscenti is absent. Chairman Newman?
Yes.
Ms. Oxley?
Here.
Mr. Pato?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Pepe is absent. Ms. Curtis? Ms. Curtis is here. She's muted. Stacey, you have to unmute yourself.
I'm here.
Mr. Ziner is absent. Ms. Penny is here. And Mr. Arpaia is absent, and we do have a quorum, Chairman Newman.
Okay, thank you. Excellent. First item on our agenda, let me just make sure. Yeah, I just want to make sure I had the right agenda. First item on our agenda is adoption.
Can you hear me now?
Yes!
All right. It finally came up on the screen. It wasn't on the screen before. I'm sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
You're good, that's Mary. Okay. Thank you.
All right, one more interruption and you're going to be promoted to planning board chairman. So watch out.
No way.
Demoted.
All right. Thanks for that. All right. So first thing on our agenda is adoption of virtual meeting resolution. How do you want to proceed with that, Mike?
Well, I'll just give you a brief synopsis. In September, the legislature adopted a new statute to specifically authorize local zoning planning boards and other local public bodies to conduct meetings virtually so that there was no question that you could conduct virtual meetings. The legislature also directed the Department of Community Affairs to immediately adopt a set of regulations dealing with how meetings could be run and setting certain guidelines that had to be followed for virtual meetings. And those regulations have been temporary regulations have been adopted. They're in place now. The permanent regulations are currently under review, will be adopted at a later point in time. The temporary regulations require zoning and planning boards to adopt a resolution regarding virtual meetings, which basically says that you have to provide certain things in the meeting notice so that people will know how to access the meeting, whether it be by Zoom, by audio, video, or by phone. And it also has to have a certain statement that will now be read at the beginning of the meeting in addition to the statement that you currently read. And finally, it has some protocol where you have disruptive members of the public. And it's basically a process where if someone becomes disruptive, you mute them, you give them a warning that if they continue to be disruptive, you're not going to continue with their participation. If they continue to be disruptive, you mute them and you continue your meeting with everyone else. If there's time at the end of the meeting, you can bring them back in. And if they're still disruptive, you can just cut them out.
Okay. So our charge tonight is just to adopt a resolution to confirm that that's part of our process?
Correct.
Okay.
It's just complying with the administrative code regulation that tells you you got to do it.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Unless there's any board comments or questions, I would move ahead and make the motion that we adopt that resolution. Is there a second?
It's Stacy.
I'll second that.
All right, thank you. We have a second. Any other comments? Seeing none, Pam, would you please call the roll?
Yes, Chairman Newman.
Yes.
I had Ms. Curtis on the second first.
Yes.
And then Deputy Mayor Grabalia.
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Oxley?
Yes.
Mr. Pato?
Yes.
Ms. Penny?
Yes.
And I think that's it. Rose, I got everybody. Okay. Thank you. All right.
Thank you. Next on our agenda is a public comment opportunity. If anyone is listening or part of the hearing tonight that's a member of the public and wants to comment on anything not otherwise scheduled for discussion, this is your opportunity to approach the board. I don't see anyone that might be.
I don't see anyone else on board.
Okay, so not seeing anyone raising their hand virtually or actually, we'll close the public comment portion and move to the rest of our agenda. We have a couple of minutes to approve. We'll take them separately because there's different folks at each meeting. The first is approval of minutes from October 14th. While I was not at that meeting or didn't participate in that meeting, I'll certainly participate in facilitating the minutes. Would someone like to make a motion to approve those October 14th minutes?
Was I there?
Yes.
You were there, but you know, I do believe that Chairman Newman, you were.
Oh, I was. There? You don't have me on the list, so I was.
All right, I'll move it.
Was I on the list?
I'll second it, Stacey.
No, Miss Penny, you were not on that
one. Okay.
All right. And a second for Miss Curtis.
Okay. Comments or suggested revisions? Seeing none, Pam, please call the roll.
Yes. Deputy Mayor Grabalia?
Yes.
Miss Curtis?
Yes.
Miss Oxley?
Yes.
Mr. Pato?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Next is the approval of minutes from November 10th. Look for a motion to approve those minutes.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second. It's Stacy.
Okay, thank you. Any comments or suggested revisions? Seeing none, Pam, would you please call the roll?
Yes. Miss Oxley?
Yes.
Miss Curtis?
Yes.
Chairman Newman?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, next is we have a couple of resolutions. So we'll take the first one. Which is P20-07, Soares John, Block 41, Lot 1.08. Would someone like to make a motion on that resolution? All right, I'll make that motion to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second it, Stacy.
Okay, thank you. Is there any comments or suggested revisions? Seeing none, Pam, would you please call the roll?
Yes, Chairman Newman?
Yes.
Ms. Curtis? Ms. Curtis? Stacy? Stacy, yes. We'll say.
Yes, sorry. Okay. I don't know what's going on here. I keep on coming, going in and out of Wi-Fi, and I have full strength, so I don't know what's going on, but yes.
Okay. Ms. Oxley?
Yes.
And that'll be it.
Okay, thank you. Next resolution is P20-03, Scannell Properties, number 434, Block 1802, Lots 3, 4, and 5. I do not believe I can vote on this resolution. I don't think I was
No, that is because of, you had to step down because of Mazur.
Okay, but I'll move ahead with facilitating the memorialization. Would someone like to make a motion to approve that resolution?
I'll second it, Stacy.
Would you like to make the motion, Stacy?
Yeah, I'll make the motion.
Okay.
Okay, so we're looking for a second, please.
I'll second.
Okay. Thank you. Any comments or suggested revisions? Seeing none, Pam, would you please call the roll?
Okay, because this is an easy one. Stacy?
Yes.
And Rose?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next on our agenda is amendment to the master plan. So what I would like to do is turn the floor over to our planner, Elena Gable. So if you wouldn't mind giving the board, first introduce yourself, of course, and then give us an overview on the task at hand.
Sure thing. So hi, everybody. My name is Elena Gable. I am a planner with Higher Grohl and Associates, and we are.
Can we hear Elena? Excuse me for a second. Can you hear her? It sounds a little muffled.
It's a kind of garbled. It's coming across sort of garbled.
You have to be louder.
Sorry, is that better?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that. I can't hear myself, obviously. Okay. So hi, I'm Elena. I am one of your planners at Higher Grohl and Associates. We prepared this amended, updated farmland preservation plan, working with the Agricultural Advisory Council. The plan is developed in accordance with the SADC standard, which is the State Agricultural Development Committee. And so the SADC reviewed it, the Monmouth County reviewed it, and they both gave it the green light to go ahead and be adopted. So I'm just going to kind of give you guys a brief overview of the plan, if that's all right. So the first section of the plan is the agricultural land base of the township. So really what we're discussing in this section is where is the farmland, where is it located, what kinds of soils are in the township, where are those soils located, and also including some information about irrigated acres, available water resources, and farmland assessment statistics and trends, which we were able to use data sourced from the farmland assessment records, as well as the U.S. Census of Agriculture. The second section of the plan is the agricultural industry overview. So what we're looking at here are the trends in the market value of agricultural products, what crops and production trends are most prominent in the township, where are the support services located, and where are they in relationship to the township and the county, and also other agricultural related industries. So before I go any further, I just wanted to note that Millstone has about 7,800 acres of assessed farmland using tax assessment records, which is about 32% of the entire township. 1,445 acres of that farmland is preserved, which is actually a pretty good amount that's preserved. So I just wanted to let you guys know that before I go any further. So the third section of the plan is the land use planning context. So what we look at in this section are the state plan, where the planning areas are, what planning areas Millstone falls into, any special resource areas, the township's master plan and development regulations, what are the existing land uses in the township, and what are the trends that we see occurring, if there's any public water or sewer areas, which there are none in Millstone, and then also township zoning policies and provisions pertaining to farmland. So we include a summary of those. The fourth section of the plan is the Millstone's Farmland Preservation Program overview. So what we look at here are the county agricultural development areas, which are then, you know, subdivided into smaller areas that the township then uses for their annual planning incentive grant applications to the SADC. So Millstone has four areas: Clarksburg West, Clarksburg East, and then there's two other ones that I'm drawing a blank on their name.
Bryanville
East and Bryanville West.
Exactly. So those are the, you know, the planning areas, the agricultural development areas where farmland is targeted to be preserved. Also within this section, we review the preserved farmland to date, consistency with the SADC strategic targeting project, the 8-year programs, other open space preservation initiatives pertaining to farmland, how much money has been spent to date to preserve farmland at both the municipal, county, and state levels, how is the preserved farmland monitored, and if there's any transfer of development rights programs in Millstone, which there are not any at the moment. So the fifth section of the plan is the future farmland preservation. And so what we're looking at here are the project there, the preservation goals. And so Millstone has actually has quite a ambitious plan for targeting farmland to preserve farmland. The 1-year target goal is 200 acres. The 5-year target is 600 acres, and the 10-year target is 1,000 acres. We developed these goals based upon how much funding the township has in their open space trust fund account, and also looking at the county and the state level for funding, and we were able to come up with these acreages, and also looking at the historical trends on how much farmland is preserved each year. And so then, you know, we also include the municipal and county minimum eligibility criteria coordination. And Millstone Township uses the county and the state's criteria to help streamline the process, so there's no question as to whether county and state funds can be used to help preserve farmland. We also review the ranking criteria used to prioritize farms for preservation. And then other municipal and county policies related to farmland preservation applications, which includes the agricultural labor housing, residual dwelling site opportunities, division of premises, approval of exceptions, and then the last section of this, one of the last sections is the future farmland preservation section, is the funding plan, where we review the municipal funding sources, state and county funding sources as well, and then also the cost projections that go into the funding plan. And then the last section is about farmland preservation program and administrative resources, which, you know, we go into detail about the Agriculture Advisory Council, which is the Municipal Farmland Council, and also the Open Space Preservation Council, which have recently been divided or separated, so that there's two separate councils that are advisory committee. We also include a description about the factors limiting farmland preservation implementation. Some of those issues include the rate at which farmland is preserved based upon the amount received per acre, which tends to be on the lower side since it's being preserved as farmland, and also landowner interests. And so the sixth section of the plan is economic development. So we include in this section a description of how COVID-19 has impacted farmland, since this is a new and ongoing issue that is, you know, it's affecting everybody in the state at one way or another. So working with the Agricultural Advisory Council, we were able to really, you know, nail down how exactly COVID is affecting the farmers. We also discussed some consistency with the agricultural economic strategies pertaining to nurseries, greenhouses, floriculture and sod, field crops, the equine industry, livestock and poultry, and then agritourism. And we include a description about the Grown in Monmouth program, which is initiated from, I think it's the Monmouth County Department of Economic Development, where they actually have an interactive website where you can go on and see where the farms are in the county, what services they offer. Can you go pick your own here? Who's doing hay rides this week? And it's actually a really interesting way to kind of go out and support your local farms nearby with their different, you know, agritourism opportunities. Another section of the plan includes the agricultural industry retention, expansion, and recruitment. And so part of this section, you know, we discussed the Millstone Day, which is a really fun event that you guys have in June, and how, you know, you try to keep landowners interested in preserving their farms to help, you know, combat, you know, the ever decreasing availability of farmland that occurs throughout the state of New Jersey. We also discussed some of the Jersey Fresh marketing incentives, and other different organizations that are available throughout the state, which farmers can, you know, become part of to help really promote their brand and promote, you know, Jersey Fresh and their livelihood. The seventh section of the plan is natural resource conservation. And so what we included in this section is a overview of the protection agencies, including the Natural Resource Conservation Service, which, you know, oversees conservation programs such as the Environmental Quality Incentive Program, the Conservation Stewardship Program, and the Agricultural Management Assistance Program, which provides, I think, low interest loans and grants to preserve farms that help assist with protecting the environment on their farms. And then also we include a description of the Soil Conservation District, which is Millstone. Freehold Soil Conservation District affects the township within that area. We also include a description relating to the SADC stewardship grants. The state does provide some grants for eligible farmers. I know one of the more popular ones has to do with deer fencing, and as a way to kind of keep deer out, since deer is such an issue, especially in Millstone and pretty much everywhere in the state. We also include more detail pertaining to the federal conservation programs, which I had stated before, the Environmental Quality Incentives, Conservation Stewardship, and the Agricultural Management System. We also discussed the water resources in Millstone, and I found some an interesting cross-section of the groundwater that's beneath Millstone that I included in the plan and included a little description of the aquifers. So the aquifers in Millstone are the Potomac aquifers, the Magansie aquifers, the English Town, and also the Mount Laurel. So those are the water resources that both farmers and residences get their water from. We discuss conservation and allocation strategies, agricultural demand and supply limitations, waste management planning, and then other outreach and incentives for preservation in the township, which for the most part, Millstone is consistent with all the state laws that affect New Jersey. In addition, you know, the township also tries to mentor young farmers through the Monmouth Conservation Foundation, as well as the Monmouth County Agricultural Development Board, and several other local initiatives. The eighth section of the plan is agricultural industry sustainability, retention, and promotion. So this section really kind of focuses on the existing agricultural industry support. So some of the support services that are offered for Millstone are the right to farm and agricultural mediation programs. I always want to say meditation. And also the farmland assessment program, which allows farmers to have their land assessed at a lower taxable rate than what would be assessed as like residential or say commercial. In addition, there's other strategies used to sustain, retain, and promote agriculture. Some of these strategies include offering a 5-year open space lease when appropriate. The township has already adopted an ordinance that requires home buyers to be notified of the proximity of farms to a new subdivision. There's several exception ordinances exempting all farms from municipal ordinances regarding the rapid entry boxes in the event of a fire, pending building code regulations, and also, you know, signs in Millstone about, you know, reducing your speed limit because of, you know, the equine industry in the township so popular and people are can be seen riding their horses along roadways. And then the last section, section 9, is about stakeholder input. We've met with the Agriculture Advisory Council pre-COVID, probably about a year ago now, to meet with them to kind of discuss what are some of the challenges that they face in the township as farmers. So this section summarizes that outreach and also working with the Ag Council. We added to it and kind of fine-tuned some of the recommendations in the plan. And that is a brief summary of the farmland plan.
All right. Thank you for that comprehensive brief summary.
I was going to say,
it is a comprehensive farmland preservation plan. And comprehensive it is.
Good job.
So next, what I'd like to do next, and of course, any board members can ask any questions, but we also wanted to get any comments from any interested parties, public or perhaps Ms. Butch. So I'd open the floor to any members of the public or any of the folks from the town that would like to speak up. I see a hand raised in the right
hand. You're gonna raise my real hand and my little figure hand that's on the program. Right.
Would you please give us your name, address, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, I'm Pat Butch, 40 Prodelin Way, Millstone Township. I'm the chair of the Agriculture Advisory Council. And I just wanted to add a couple things to everything that Elena has said. It's been a pleasure working with her and her staff through the last year with the Ag Board. We've met almost every time we've had a meeting. We've met and we've done one section at a time going through this plan. This plan was updated last in 2008. That was the first plan created back when, and this was the first update required. And another thing to just let you know, we are going to be receiving a $20,000 grant to help with the costs of preparing this plan.
Congratulations.
SADC. So it is nice to see that this time around, they offered money because last time we had to put it all out, all the dollars. Oh. That was nice.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay. Also, I wanted to make sure that that you realize that if we did not have this plan in place, adopted and supported the township, we would not be able to pull down any of the SADC state money towards preservation or the county money. So we put in 16% of the farmland costs, and they provide the other 84% of our farmland costs for preservation. And without this plan, we would not get any of that money. So this is a very important amendment to our master plan to make sure it's in place. Let's see. We had a lot of input from farmers in town as well as the industry. And I also want you to know that you have very active farmers in this town that sit on many boards and commissions throughout the state and the county. You have members that sit on the Monmouth County Ag Development Board that hears all the right to farm cases. And some of them have gotten extremely tricky and very intricate. And we have also members that sit on the, let's see what else, on the
Farm Bureau,
on the County Board. We have the president of the County Board right now is a Millstone farmer. We have New Jersey Agricultural Experiment Station at Rutgers University. Our county, I happen to be our county representative to that board, and I'm actually their sitting president right now. So you have phenomenal support. One of our farmers is also the manager, the president of the Tri-County Market in Hightstown that pushes out production from all the farms in the area to all kinds of purchasers, restaurants, et cetera. So we have very active farmers, also in the nursery industry, very active farmers that sit on the executive board of the State Nursery Association. So we're very connected here in this town. And it's important for us to preserve this land here. We are providing production in the future on land that will not be diverted to other uses. We also are offering recharge areas by virtual of open fields for the rainwater to percolate down into those aquifers instead of rushing down on impervious coverage and flooding somebody else out. So there's so many good reasons for us to use this program. We've had wonderful partners. We've had partners that have thrown money into programs with us that have acted to bring us farmers, negotiate, help us in all kinds of ways to preserve more land. And this is just the farmland plan. And we didn't even touch on all the land that's been preserved in open space. So this has been a wonderful, I've been at this 17 years now here in town. And over those 17 years, there have been a tremendous number of farms preserved. Viability and survivability is the goals of this program. And we couldn't do it without your support, without the township's support. And so tonight I am very proud that we are discussing this and we'll be moving this towards adoption. And I'm very proud member of Millstone Township. So I thank you for your support.
All right, well, thank you for your hard work. You're making Millstone a better place today and of course for all the tomorrows. So thank you very much.
And Elena, Chairman Newman? Before we go any further, I don't think that we talked about our jurisdictional packet and that everything is noticed properly, Attorney Steib, did we?
It is indeed.
Okay, thank you.
I have one other comment that I forgot to say, which is probably the most important one that I have on my list and I didn't even see it. Mike, we want to, because of things that have happened in the very near past, namely the warehouse, potential warehouse application that was discussed at the township committee meeting. We want to add two lots to our targeted farms that are not in the plan. It's two lots that are approximately nine acres each. It's part of the mother lot. The rest of the lots that were in that mother lot are in the plan, but these two are not. And we would like to make sure that they're in so that if we have the opportunity to preserve that land, we can move forward on that. Do we need to make an amendment or do something tonight to make that able to happen?
Problem with making an amendment tonight is that you would then have to carry this issue to another meeting so that any member of the public who will have the opportunity to take a look at these properties and have the ability to comment at another time.
So if we have
it delays the adoption of this element.
So if we have the discussion tonight and we have everything worked out, we'd have to carry it one more meeting and then vote on it next meeting?
Correct.
Which would be next year. I don't want to do that.
I agree.
The other
you could put an amendment through for next year, right?
In the other process is to put it, it'll take 2 years to get it so you can preserve the land though. That's the only drawback.
What do you mean it'll take 2 years?
You're only allowed to add lots and to your plan in December. Maybe we could do it through a letter this December. And you can amend the plan, but then they have to, SADC has to review it. It takes them almost a full year before they approve the amendment. So you cannot move forward on the preservation of that land until that amendment's in place.
So and the then, only other way to do this in December with all the bells and whistles, Mike, would be for us to convene a special meeting in
correct.
In 10 or whatever, 12 or 15. Well,
I don't even know how we would do that because we still need the township to have a meeting. The township has to approve the plan as well.
And I don't think they do. They just need a resolution. We just wrote the resolution today, so they just need to pass a resolution.
Yeah.
But they have to have a meeting.
Which they can do next week, next Wednesday. They can do it prior to yours. It's not.
Does it have to be in the plan or just in the annual PIG application?
We don't do an annual PIG the year you do the plan.
Elena, we just found that out.
Oh.
After we got that all prepared, we just found that out.
I had asked the question, but SADC is moving, so they didn't get back to us very quickly.
Okay.
So then the only options are adopted as is, and an amendment to that in January doesn't do you any good.
No.
Or the other option is we adopt it tonight and then do an amendment at a special meeting later this month. But then the council would have to also adopt a resolution at their next meeting next week. Is that the path that you're seeing, Pat and Mike?
Can we have a special, I know this is a kind of a pain because everyone has to come back. Can we have a special meeting next Wednesday just before the township meeting and approve this? And then it would take 10 minutes?
We have to notice. And we have to notice 10 days.
It's 10 days.
It's just like a regular application. So we have to notice 10 days prior.
Pam, let me interrupt you.
Online, right?
Pam, let me interrupt you. If the entry to the meeting is not going to change and if we're able to use the same phone number, the same password,
same everything, I have all that.
If we can use the same everything, we can carry this without the requirement for further notice.
I don't have to do any kind of a public notice or anything like that.
Well, you're going to have to send to the paper a notice of the special meeting. But as far as the public is concerned, you don't have to re-notice the public.
Can the special meeting be by Zoom?
It can.
So Pam, you're going to have to confirm with our IT specialist that he can in fact roll over the link. Which I think he can. I think doable.
I'm just going to leave the link just the way it is. I would have to change the date. Now,
I have to say,
we may have to have a secretary stand in on the 16th for me. So, which I don't know if that would be a problem for Robin.
Well, does it have to be the 16th?
Well, with Christmas, I've got, we all have time off. So I'm trying, I don't know.
Are these two properties so likely to be preserved within the next 2 years?
The application that was heard before the township committee included these lots. If we're going to move on a preservation of that, which we talked about trying to do, we would need these two lots included in order to do that preservation.
I don't know which they are.
They're the ones, the sixth bowling alley lots.
Only what? The sixth
bowling alley lots.
Oh, okay.
Four of them are in the plan right now. Not
okay.
Which night is the town council meeting, Nancy?
It's the next Wednesday, which is
the 16th.
Today
the 16th.
It's the 16th.
So we'd have to meet the 15th or the 17th. I can't make it on the 15th. So does the 17th work?
I have class on the 17th that I can't get out of from 4 to 7 p.m. If it's at 7:30, I can make it, but between 4 and 7, I cannot.
Okay. Mike, can you make it?
I can't make it after 7 o'clock. I have a meeting at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Anyway, we can do this vote by email.
I don't.
Cannot.
No.
Michael, it's a master plan meeting.
How about the 15th? Is that too early?
How many days does it take to notice?
Well, Michael said he's going to carry the notice. I'd have to put it in the paper. Mike, how many days does it have to be in the paper before we have a meeting?
Within 48 hours.
Okay.
So you could do any day next week, right? If you get it in tomorrow morning.
Get in tomorrow morning, they could publish by Monday, Sunday or Monday.
Well, if they're publishing Monday, then...
And that's not, they'd have to be published by Friday, right?
Problem is that, at least in my experience, the papers are now requiring you to get them the notice 2 to 3 days in advance of the publication date. So if it's 3 days, you send it to them tomorrow on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday's the earliest you're going to be able to make it.
So we're all stuck in the week of the 14th. I know nobody wants to talk about the week of the 21st, but it's on the table.
Can you do a 4 o'clock someday? Instead of trying to do nights seem to be conflicting.
Do we have to do this before the township committee meeting, or can we do it afterwards?
Well, the resolution states that the board has passed the support of the master plan update. So that's what the resolution also states that.
Could that, we say conditional? Can we put in that resolution conditional on the planning board passing the passing the plan instead of
I think you'd have to talk to the attorney about that.
Well, I'm asking Mike.
I'm not sure. I haven't looked at that.
Sunday Somebody mentioned Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock. Is that still a possibility or is that not a possibility?
No notice.
The 13th?
There wouldn't be notice. It would have
wouldn't
to
be
a
notice.
Sunday. It wouldn't be fast.
Well, that's what I was afraid of.
And then you're going into Christmas week, you know, so.
Let me make a suggestion. Why does not the board pass this resolution this evening with the understanding that the board is also carrying this matter to next week to consider an amendment. And if we can set something up and, you know, we don't necessarily have to have the same people here for the amendment. If you can get a quorum, you know, let's say next Wednesday at 6 o'clock or 4 o'clock or whatever, schedule the meeting for that date and time, then you've got this resolution taken care of. It'll just be an amendment to the resolution if we can get a quorum together to vote on.
So the tentative thinking is Wednesday the 16th at late afternoon for something, and
that's my thought.
Okay. I could do 4 next Wednesday.
That's fine with me.
It's fine with me.
I didn't hear that.
That's good
next
with me.
Next Wednesday at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like we have close to a majority, close to a quorum, close enough, Pam, that you can wrestle another member or two if we need them into the meeting.
Okay, I'll see what we can do about that. If we have all the people that are here, I don't know about Tom, but if we can have all the
people. I'm good.
Okay.
Tom is good.
Okay, and, next Wednesday at 4.
Can I guess that the meeting will be relatively quick or short?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
I may have to see if Robin can help us out with that. We'll see what we can do. She's here, but I'm going to see if I can have her help me out with that.
Okay. Well, all right. Well,
what do you mean if she can help you out? What with those?
I have a cat that I'm... that has is having surgery. That
no, I understand that, but if she's she's saying
yes,
because
she
of getting
with Zoom, just to do the Zoom.
Is it a problem with setting up the Zoom meeting?
Oh no, the Zoom meeting is not the problem. I always use the same number. We're good with the Zoom meeting, so that's not the problem. But just coming in and helping out with the meeting.
Okay. Well, I can.
Well, if there's not going to be a problem, there won't be too much of a problem.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
and somebody has to be able to host it.
I'll run point, Pam on your. Yeah, don't worry about that. We'll figure that out. If not,
Kevin
on the fly.
Can do that if worse comes to worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So it seems, Mike, if I'm getting this right, we're looking for a motion to adopt the amendment to our master plan as it's been presented by our planner. And at the same time, maybe it'd be a second motion to have a special meeting for Wednesday the 16th at 4 p.m. using the same Zoom link that we've used tonight, with the understanding that our board secretary will take care of the appropriate newspaper notice for that. And
that will be to consider the amendment, an amendment to add the two lots. And we're going to need to put in the notice, I think, the block and lot numbers. What goes to the paper?
Okay, it's 1.05 and 1.06. And right. I don't remember the block, but we'll look.
And that's going to be in the notice. Mike, we'll have to discuss that. So that I just have to put in the notice.
Okay, so with that understanding, I think that, well, let's do the first motion. Is there a motion to adopt the amendment to the master plan that we have?
I'll make the motion.
Okay,
I'll second it.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second. Any comments or suggested revisions? I think, Stacy, you had some revisions.
Just some typo issues. Millstone was spelled incorrectly, and I think there was a comma that was missing. I redlined it and sent it over to Pam.
Yeah, I received that, so I have that.
Perfect. Thank Understanding you. Those to be typographical style issues, that I believe that doesn't change the motion or the second. So with that, Pam, would you please call the roll?
Yes, Ms. Oxley?
Yes.
Ms. Penny?
Yes.
Ms. Curtis?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Gribalia?
Yes.
Mr. Pato?
Yes.
And Chairman Newman?
I'm in a meeting. I'll call you back.
Okay. And second, we'd be looking for a motion to confirm and schedule a special meeting of the Planning Board for 4 p.m. Wednesday the 16th. Subject to Pam taking care of course, the adequate newspaper notice. And I don't think there's any other conditions to that, Mike.
Only other condition is that it will be the same materials in order to enter the meeting. It will be the same password, same phone number, same Zoom numbers.
Okay.
So anyone who's at the meeting, they know how to get into this meeting, you use the same information for the next meeting.
Okay. All right, so that's our procedural motion for the next meeting. Would someone like to make a motion to proceed?
I'll make it.
Okay, thank you. And Stacy, was that your second?
Yes.
All right, there you go. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none. Okay, Pam, obviously you'll take care of sending the email to our folks so that if someone isn't here, they'll have a chance to have a unique, so Pam, you didn't want any meetings in December. You got a double header. There you go.
Oh my God, I know.
But it will be over.
That's never going to be over. It'll never be over.
Yeah, well, you just changed
10 years, we have to do it again.
Okay. All right. The only thing on our agendas was executive session, old business, new business. Pam, I don't believe we have any old or new business to.
No, we don't.
Okay. And then Mike, I believe that there's no need for an executive session at this time.
There is not at this time.
Okay. Thank you. So unless there's anything else, the special, I guess there's nothing else to do. Motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
All right, iPad has moved that motion.
Okay, I've got iPad down, and a second is.
I'll second it.
Nancy.
Thank you, everybody.
Where we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
All right, thank you. Bye. See you guys Wednesday.
Good night.
All right, good night.
Bye-bye.
She's off. Yes.
Can you get off, Mary? Do you know how to do that? I'm going to end it for you.
I'll end it for me. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Pam.
You're welcome. Let me just press it.